Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hello and welcome. It's a brand new series of
Fingers on Buzzers.
So, hello. Today we are not anywhere that we've ever been before, Jen.
No, we're on tour.
I know. If you've been following us on social media, you will know that we have made our way to a mystery location.
Yes, very, very mysterious indeed.
It's got a river.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a river and tonics, tea cakes and iron brew. Oh, that's giving it away. So we are in Glasgow.
Sunny Glasgow, and not even joking,
sunny
it is literally
Glasgow.
Sunny.
Gorgeous. We're looking over the Clyde and I am looking with some trepidation at the BBC Scotland building. Because I will be going there later on for reasons that we will discuss imminently.
Of course, it is quiz related, so we need to get yes. some warming up done.
I know. I'm just flexing my look at me. Oh, flexing my quiz muscles. Just behind my ears, the quiz muscles.
Strain yourself. Do be careful.
Must get an iron brew down me. So we have lots of exciting stuff coming up on the episode today. We've got a listener quiz. Thank you again, guys, for sending in your brilliant quizzes. So we're going to have one of those. But I'm going to cut straight to the chase. The reason, Jenny, that I've brought you with me here to Glasgow to be the Mr. Miyagi to my Karate Kid is I am going on Celebrity Impossible. And I need your help because I'm scared.
Oh, don't be afraid.
It's
don't
so
be afraid.
Complicated.
I have taught you well. I'm your Burgess Meredith.
You
to your to your Sylvester Stallone Rocky.
Yes, Adrian.
I'll get you up those steps over and over again.
And I thank God it isn't physical training because actually all I've done since I've got here is eat tonics, tea cakes, and drink iron brew. So
it's the way.
It's not been great physical preparation, but yeah, I am looking forward to a few, just insights, wisdom and cuddles. That's all I need.
Some shoulder massage.
Yeah. So Jen, tell me what I need to know for Celebrity Impossible. What's it all about? What are the key points to remember?
Well, the general knowledge side of it, I think you've got fairly well covered.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen some of the other celebrities milling about.
Oh, yes, you were here
and,
early.
I think you're in with a good chance.
Okay. Without wishing to be mean about anyone in particular.
So the
basic premise of the quiz, as we discussed when the lovely Rick Edwards, the host, was on the show, is that there are three categories of answer for each question. There's the correct answer, there is an incorrect answer, and an impossible answer. So it's working out, there's an extra bit of elimination there. You've got to work out, why is that particular answer the impossible one? Because that's the one that will knock you out. You don't get penalised for getting the wrong answer, you get penalised for getting the impossible answer.
I shall have to bear that in mind at all times.
It's if in doubt, the theory would be go for what you know is an acceptable answer, even if you don't know if it's the right answer.
If you get
the impossible answer, you are out of the rest of the episode.
Oh,
you're gone.
Oh my gosh, that's so harsh.
So it could be the first question and the lights are out on you.
You've just got to sit there with no light on you.
I guess you could help the contestant next year, but... might not be someone you like. Might be.
Is that allowed?
Who's your nightmare person to be sat next to?
Anne Widdicombe. If it's Anne Widdicombe,
I haven't seen Widders about.
If it's not Widders or John McCririck,
quiz nemesis.
My quiz nemesis. John McCririck. God, it's funny, isn't it? I've built up quite a few over the years now. There's a few people on my list. Yeah, if it's Ed Byrne, I'm not helping him again. He's had all his help from me. Same with Rob Deering.
Kind of hard to describe in the abstract, so we should just watch an episode.
Shall we watch?
And you'll get the idea from that.
Right, let's eyes down, let's have a look. So watching that has made me less confident. I think I think I'm reasonably confident that I can avoid impossibles most of the time. So, but actually getting through to the final looks actually harder. And God, it takes so long.
And you can take multiple attempts, though. Yes. As long as you don't get knocked out by an impossible answer.
Yeah.
You can keep going. You just keep plugging away.
Hang on in there is the key. Because
I think the episode we just watched was at the end of a series of impossible celebrities. Yes. And a few of the people had several attempts to get to the final.
Yes.
You just go back into the mix, and it's a very friendly format, really. It's a bit of fun. It's something a bit different. I think you'll be absolutely fine.
And actually, there's that comfort of being in a crowd, so you're probably not going to look like too much of an idiot, because even if you get an impossible, there's a good chance someone else will get the same one, or you know, So I feel like it's not too exposing. Mm. But it's going to be hard to... I mean, I really want to win it, and it's going to be hard.
Well, you've got the competitive...
I feel like I need snacks. Let's get some nuts and berries.
Yeah, brain food.
And
we'll get you some fish.
Sit there
with salmon.
Some tuna mackie.
Yeah.
Tuna mackie and nuts. And that will be the way to get through it. Because, it's endurance as much as anything. And iron brew and tonics.
Yeah.
Those are very
important.
Right, okay. I'm going to go and just do some stretches now, Jen. Okay. Just give me a rub. Just give me a quick... Oh, yeah, that's good. Whoa, that's right in the brain. There you go. Whoa, lovely, lovely. Sorted. Right, well, thanks for that that sort of warm-up play-along with Impossible. I feel like I'm not really that confident, but I'll be fine.
I think you're going to be absolutely fine. You're going to smash it. We should do a quiz now to give you a little bit of a warm-up, though.
Let's do our listener quiz.
Fire some neurons.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a listener quiz that's coming all the way from India from Devajyoti.
Devajyoti, thank you very much for sending this quiz through the internet. Producer Amanda is here, and she will be... our quiz mistress.
I think you're going to smash this.
Go on,
okay,
good.
I think I've got every hope in both of you. So
right. Here we go.
Devajyoti. So question number one, all the way from India, is name four capital cities on the River Danube.
Oh, okay. I think Vienna.
Vienna, yes.
And is there like Budapest is on the
Budapest,
isn't
it? Yeah, Budapest,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because it's Budapest on
each side of the Danube.
Danube.
Munich?
No, it's not a capital city. It's not a capital city, and it doesn't go through that.
Yeah, okay. That's not making me feel better.
I'm trying to visualise a map of Europe. Warsaw? No.
No,
it doesn't go that way.
No.
Oh, we're in big trouble, lady. Okay. You're in big trouble, lady.
I can't think of any capital cities in Europe now. Okay, look, this is ridiculous. So we've got Austria, Germany, not Poland. Ukraine. Czechoslovakia, like the, you know, what's the, Prague? Is Prague on the donkey?
No, it's the Vltava. No.
Okay. Slovakia. So the capital of Slovakia is, she says...
Bratislava. Correct. Yes, so one more to get.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I tell you what, if it comes up on Impossible Now, that'd be amazing. No, I'll be like, it's definitely Munich. That Munich's definitely a capital. Oh, hang on, that's the impossible answer. What? Okay, so Czechoslovakia. So we've done Slovakia. Slovenia?
No.
Ukraine? I'm just naming countries.
Yeah, go and give us the country then, Amanda.
Well, shall I? It's in Serbia.
The capital of Serbia is... Go on, you know this. You know this. This is coming up today.
Oh, my God.
It's going to come up. If it does...
Belgrade!
Yes! Smashed it, guys.
£10,000 come rolling
ka-ching,
down.
Ka-ching. Yes. I can hear the sound of... Oh, I can feel Rick embracing me, the crowd going wild.
But would you have picked geography?
No.
So, question number two.
Oh, my God, that was only question number one.
It was just question number one. That was just your mental warm-up.
Okay. That was my amuse-bouche.
It was, indeed.
From here.
Here comes the second course. So, located in Finland, Rovaniemi is the capital of Lapland. The city is known as the official hometown of whom? So, Lapland...
Santa Claus.
Must be Santa.
Ding dong. Indeed it is, yes. So,
I actually thought Lapland was a real country. But it's only part of Finland.
It's a region, yeah. It's mostly in Finland.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I think I've got some heritage from there. The Laps.
Yeah. Oh, she's related to Father Christmas. Isn't that lovely? Yeah.
On whose coat of arms will you find three hills representing the mountain ranges? Fatra, Matra, Tatra.
Ooh.
Have I pronounced any of those incorrectly?
I don't know, because I've never heard of them.
Whose coat of arms?
A coat of arms.
It's a coat of arms of a person.
Or a country.
It is a country.
Country's coat of arms. Three, I'm going to say that is Mongolia.
No. Oh, I like that. You sounded so confident there.
Didn't I? I was so confident.
Ranges of hills.
Georgia. Estonia. Latvia. Croatia.
Are we even in the right continent?
You are in the right area.
Okay.
Yeah, I sort of feel
Turkey.
Like
Turkey.
No.
No. Montenegro.
No.
Kosovo.
No.
Macedonia, whatever the Macedonia is. New North Macedonia. Well, no, it's not there. Albania, no. Romania.
No,
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uggdistan.
We're going the wrong way here.
It's none of the stands. None of the stands? Mm. Okay. Oh, God. Where were we before? The Czech Republic?
Slovakia.
Slovakia.
It is Slovakia.
I like the Slovakian theme to this quiz.
Yes. You don't get enough Slovakia, generally, do you?
You don't.
It's definitely overshadowed by Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I think we're having our quota of Slovakia.
Yeah.
On this episode.
If this comes up in Impossible, I'll be absolutely astonished.
One of the topics of
Your topic is Slovakia.
Slovakian mountain ranges.
Question number four. Okay. At the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin, they found that their flag was identical to the flag of Haiti. Which country added a crown to their flag immediately after in 1937?
Oh, that's brilliant. That's so embarrassing when you turn up in the same outfit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then you go, oh my God, we've got the same flag. Oh,
what has a crown on it?
Do you know what? Funny enough, flag with a crown on it, Liechtenstein has got a crown.
Well, yeah, it would do.
Yeah, is it Liechtenstein?
It is Liechtenstein.
Oh my god!
It's a duchy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a grand duchy. So yeah, they have royalty, so it makes sense.
Yeah, that's
makes total sense.
Yeah. And you imagine you've got to one up the person you've turned up in the same outfit. So you turn up with a crown on.
Yeah, we you
stick tiara.
That's royalty.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That showed Haiti, didn't it? That showed them.
Totally. Question number five. Piggyback, Fireman's Carry and Estonian Style are three versions of which sport? It's world
champion carrying.
It is wife carrying.
Yes. I know. Well, I'd call it a fireman's lift. That's what we call it.
Yeah. I think if official rules, it must have, you know, a serious name.
The fireman's carry.
The fireman's carry. Piggyback.
Why would you ever do anything other than piggyback, though? That's the easiest way to carry any wife, isn't it?
I've not got one.
I suppose it would depend on the dimensions of the wife.
Yeah. I mean, we'd be amazing.
The dimension of the shoulders of the carrier.
Oh my God. Why are we not wife carrying right now? Why am I here competing on Impossible rather than at the World Wife Carrying Championships?
Can we sign you up?
Oh my God,
yes. Practicing.
Within seconds. That'd be amazing. All right.
When you can actually work out which would be the best carry for you.
Yeah. What was the final one? What was the last carry?
Fireman's carry, piggyback, and...
It was piggyback, fireman's carry, and Estonian style.
Oh, we need to check out
what... He tried to persuade me to do that on his birthday last year. I wouldn't let him. No, I'm not doing Estonian style. Not at my age, not with my hips. Right, okay, wife carrying, that's
wife,
the next thing.
Wife carrying.
When I return in shame from doing Impossible, I will at least have the glimmer of hope that wife carrying
could be a world champion.
I could be. Is that the end of the quiz?
That is the end of the quiz.
Well, I think we did bloody well there, actually.
There's
it was
some
quite
tough
hard.
Questions from India.
Isn't that funny? He went geography. Wife carrying! That's where that... was not expecting that. I thought it was going to be something else about Slovakia, but no. Maybe it's big in Slovakia. Maybe that's what wife carrying... The wife carrying capital of the world. Who knows? And if anyone else would like to send us a quiz, wife carrying theme is absolutely encouraged. Continue that. Any other wife carrying questions? Or indeed...
Niche sports that Lucy could transfer her skills to.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much for that quiz, Deborah Jotty.
Excellent.
Lovely.
Excellent work. Okay, right, Jen, it's time for me to cross the Clyde from our hotel over the bridge to BBC
Scotland. Time has come to face your impossible nemesis.
Impossible. Yeah, I still can't do that. I hope they won't ask me to do that in studio, you know, it'd be embarrassing.
I'm going to do it live.
Yes, do.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're back at the ranch now. We're post studio.
Man, back at the hotel.
Yeah.
Right. Well, without saying how things turned out on Impossible. I heard that a lot today. The one thing I would say, there's a couple of takeaways for me. Rick Edwards is a phenomenal presenter. Oh my goodness.
So he's cat herding.
Oh, it's
of 18 celebrities at once.
Of a lot of
keeping an eye on everybody, making sure they knew the rules, repeating the rules to them.
Yeah, a lot of grown up children who needed a lot of discipline, and he did it beautifully.
And
so
yes,
that was great.
He is a pillar of serenity, that man.
Yeah, and Sean Ryder, hilarious. That's another takeaway from today.
We all love Sean Ryder.
But I think we need to see Jenny, you know, be as harsh as you like. What do we need to work on? There are areas that we need to concentrate on there.
Yeah, I think I don't think your knowledge particularly let you down, but you panic when you see a certain topic come
up.
And you overthink it.
Yes.
So I think we will need to revisit sport.
Yeah.
And give yourself just a bit more credit, because I think you saw a question that was football related and went, and pressed something at random when you should have gone, actually, I know
a fact about this. So let's play safe and go for the
yes
possible. Say, for example,
I lived
answer,
in this
even though it's wrong
for many years,
rather
and
than
I knew,
yes,
I know.
Yes. I think anyway. You. It's the confidence
yes.
to go for those things. So yes. we'll revisit the topic of sport in general.
Yeah. Yes.
And we'll drill down into it just to give you a little bit more of a base to go
yes.
from.
Let's
and
drill just down your confidence. Into my base of sport. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just build me up. That's all I need.
Yeah, confidence is a preference.
Build me up and one day I will be as cool and calm as Rick Edwards. That's what I think. But we can say that I am going back into the Impossible Studios.
Get another chance.
Tomorrow. So tonight, just no sleep, just full revision, is that right?
Well, if you must sleep with an encyclopedia under your pillow.
Or a talking book of the encyclopedia in my ears, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that might help.
I'll do that.
Or
I'll
maybe
do that.
Just an early night.
Could I not go to the bar and get drunk with Melvin O'Doom, who is my new favourite person?
Well, I'm going to be
Sally
doing
Lindsay,
that.
And Sally Lindsay. Oh, yeah, you have fun. I'll revise. All right, how about that?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to Fingers on Buzzers. We live to fight another day.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.